Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Raven's wife, Alicia, joining us. We're checking in to see how he did as a husband this week. How did he do?
You know what, Anna? I can't even jump in and say beyond this one. I can't judge my husband this week.
Why?
Because I was a really bad wife this week.
Oh.
Yeah, not only a bad wife, but I was a bad friend. So if he was grading me, I'd be in big trouble.
Look at her
falling on the sword right here.
I
think that she feels right now, if she gives her 3 minutes of penance right now on the radio with you, that she's going to be free and clear of everything that she actually did this week.
What happened?
Well, after I talked to you last Friday, I went out to lunch with my girlfriend who's in the thick of wedding planning. And I came home at 12:30 a.m.
All right, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah, she left at 12:30.
We went to lunch.
Oh, so you went on a 12-hour, like, fun binge, and you left Raven home waiting for you.
She was 4 martinis in by 6 o'clock. When she's telling me she loves me, don't be mad I'm having another martini at 4 or 5 o'clock. I know that there's going to be trouble.
Oh, man, Alicia. I know exactly how you feel. I know. You're having a good time. You know you're going to be in trouble, but you just don't want to go home.
Yeah, here's the best part is, so she did it the night before her friend's 40th birthday party the next day.
Yeah, I was a bad friend. I was pretty much useless the next day. The poor girl, her 40th birthday, she had her leather pants on, her stilettos looking fabulous, and I totally dropped the ball.
Oh, because you were hungover from the night before and you didn't want to party with her.
I was ready. I was going to do it, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. So, Alicia, I love you. Happy birthday.
Oh, man.
If he did that, Anna, I would have had all my girls in the car and we would have went looking for him.
He certainly filled us in about how you went out and partied and didn't come home, and then you made him say that he was tired so that you guys could leave.
See, now nobody's going to believe that because he always complains he's tired every time we go out.
Yeah, but that's why you made me the perfect patsy.
He was also upset about the skinny jeans. He says that he felt very constrained having to wear skinny jeans. I said they looked fantastic. I thought they were great.
I can't even tell you on the radio what he told me, but I think he looked great in them. It was just different seeing him in them. He's not 20. I'm just saying.
Right, wow. But he rocked them.
He did. He did. He looked great. It was just, they were a little tight.
Did you have to help get him out at the end of the night?
No.
There's some nights when I make Paul pull off my jeans. I can't do it. I just lay on the bed. I'm like, get him off! I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. This is part of the martini story that she didn't actually get into is that so when she got home at 12:30 or 1, whatever it was, me and the dog had been in bed for a couple hours. She's like, you need to take care of me. Which I refused to do. I was like, really? I've been asleep for like an hour and a half. So we woke up at 5:30 in the morning and she was still fully clothed. Triscuits in her hand, like laid out on the bed.
Girls night.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. So I think Alicia has really done her part today to fess up that she made a couple, maybe decisions that she regrets over the last week. Maybe not. Maybe, hey, it happened. It is what it is. This week you are in danger of going to husband retraining after the last couple weeks getting bad grades. So
never going to happen to me.
Yeah.
Never.
You always manage to sneak it right back in.
Never say never.
So Alicia, based on all this, what would you give him today?
You know what? He's going to get an A because he didn't divorce me after what I did last weekend.
I score large by just keeping my mouth shut. Sometimes that's the best play.
Exactly.
I didn't even get silent treatment. Like, he handled it well. It would not have worked that way had he done it.
Which is a disclaimer and yet a warning at the same time.
Very true.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.